Ron Owens, KGO Radio. Tell you what, let's take a break a little bit from being angry. We can hold it for at least a half hour. There's a new book out. Well, it's actually not a new book. It's the new edition of the book. It's the softback edition, Getting to 50-50, How Working Parents Can Have It All. And what really got me was a quote from Sheryl Sandberg, who, of course, is chief operating officer at Facebook, saying, I leaned on this book while writing Lean In. So you were basically the mentors when it came to Sheryl Sandberg. That impressed me. Here's the bottom line. If I understand it, you're saying if women work, it's good for their kids, and it's good for the marriage, and it's even good for the careers of the men who love them. You put that together, it's a win-win-win.
That's right. Our goal is to offer solutions so that both parents can enjoy their work, engage equally in family life, and take care of their kids.
So part of it involves the husband, then. He's got to do some stuff, too. I mean, I'm not big on working. What do I have to do with this?
You definitely have to do some dishes at home. The research shows that men who are more engaged at home end up having much better relationships with their wives. So a part of the goal is to get more men doing much more of the work at home.
One of the things I've been reading lately, though, and I think one of them was excerpted from Ms. Magazine, kind of said you'd think that would be the case, but more and more there are women who seem to be gravitating to the old cycle. In other words, you go to school, you get your degree, you meet somebody, and the next thing you know, you get married, and you just stay home. You're going against that grain.
I don't think most women who are in school, that's what they're aspiring to do.
Yeah.
I think if you look at most of the college women in college right now, they think they're going to go out and have careers. So they may or may not get derailed on that process, and they end up getting derailed either by inflexible work environments or by prioritizing their spouse's career. But in general, I don't think it's not women thinking they're going to do that.
How is this different from the old basic feminism? I have one quote here that feminism doesn't seem to be working nowadays. I could read you the full quote if you'd like. But how it was contrary to what Ms. Magazine says. There's been a growing whisper that today's women don't even need a feminist policy. They've leveled the playing field already with the workforce. So why do you need that?
Well, I think we thought that when we were in college, too. And it's funny, we were talking to a reporter yesterday who's 25, and she said, isn't all this fixed? And we said, gosh, we really wish it was. And that's what, again, we thought. The problem is that as today, Pew Research says over 70% of people under 30 want equal relationships where men and women both play roles as breadwinners and caregivers for kids. But what happens, like Joanna said, when people get into jobs, they find there are inflexibilities and expectations that are really different about men and women, and that means they don't get to have what they want.
Well, one thing I'm finding in the workplace today from everybody is it's no longer going to work. It's 24/7. So if you've got two people 24/7 and you're trying to have a kid at the same time, what do? Hire somebody?
You hire each other. You get each other to help you out, right? If you have all the responsibility at home and you're trying to work 24 hours a day, it's impossible. But if you have a partnership at home where you're both doing part of the work, that it makes it much easier to do.
But stay-at-home, I mean, it's not like you're against stay-at-home moms if that's what you want to do, but you're trying to push those people who really have this inclination of saying, boy, I miss work, I wish I was still doing it, to kind of open the door for them and say it's okay.
If people want to stay at home and it's their own choice, we think that's great. It's a choice that people can make. The problem is a lot of women end up stopping working not because it's their choice per se, but because they're unable to figure out how to make combining work and family work. And that's the part that we're trying to combat.
A lot of people are looking at Marissa Meyer and saying, well, she's the example. Let's see what she does. How has she done compared to your ideas in 50-50?
Well, she's an extraordinary, extraordinary example. And I think we all take our hats off to her taking on a massive and complex job while having a kid. And more power to any woman who wants to do that. What I think we like to say is that if you enlist men as equals at home and get them engaged in thinking about what matters and what doesn't, you not only get an ally in getting things done, but you also typically reduce the number of things that you think you have to do.
What about guilt? I mean, there's some mothers who just say, I know I love my job, I want to keep doing it, but I don't want this child to grow up without me. I don't want to miss a minute. What do you do then?
So you've got to get rid of the guilt. You have to figure out, is the guilt about how your child is doing or is the guilt about your own emotions?
Oh, it's the latter for sure.
Right? So I used to try to leave work to try to make it to some of my kids' athletic events or some of the other things they tried that I would leave for. And you know what? They really could have cared less whether I was there or not. This was about my guilt. So if you focus on what the kids really need, they'll be fine.
But in the early years, I mean, the first couple of years or so, again, turning it over to somebody else or having somebody else do it, it's kind of difficult. And that's where the guilt ensues.
I think it is difficult, and that's why we really all need to be fighting. Both men and women need to be fighting for great daycare. Because if you feel like the daycare that you're dropping your child off is good, you feel a lot less guilt.
Well, we're fighting on everything this morning, so that's good. 808-0810, by the way, if you'd like to jump in. I just want to talk to these two women who have written 50-50. I mean, it sounds so perfect. By the way, I will point out, you said it's not always 50-50. It can be 60-40, 70-32. We'll get to that later.
And a little bit of chicken pie. The Zac Brown Band is coming to the Bay Area. 10 number one singles, 2 platinum records. The Zac Brown Band. And a radio. The Zac Brown Band with special guest Trombone Shorty. I saw goodbye. At the SAP Center in San Jose, Saturday, November 16th. Now I'm falling in. KGO has your tickets. Just listen to the Know Your News quiz weekday afternoons at 5:25 for your chance to win. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Ford Store Morgan Hill sells more new Fords than any other dealer in the entire Bay Area. How do we do it? With a huge selection of over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, coupled with a no-hassle buying experience. Every vehicle in our lot is clearly marked with our everyday low bottom-line sale price right on the window. No hassle, no haggle saves you time and money. And you gotta come check out the hot, newly redesigned Fusion, Fusion Hybrid, and Fusion Energy. We have over 120 of these three great models in stock. The Fusion and Fusion Hybrid gets you first-class looks and great MPG with the EcoBoost and hybrid engines. The Fusion Energy gets you the looks, 108 MPGe, and the carpool lane with just you in the car with this plug-in hybrid. That means no more sitting in traffic on your way to work while cars fly by you in the carpool lane. Come test drive one of these three awesome Fusions today at the Ford Store Morgan Hill, 101 at the East Dunn exit.
Number one claim based on YTD vehicle sales report. EPA estimate 108 city MPG equivalent.
Morgan Hill. Present the History of the Eagles Tour. The story of an American band. Eagles live on stage performing hits from their first four decades. SAP Center in San Jose, January 29th. Special offer for American Express card members. Get your tickets now through Friday, November 1st at 10 p.m. Glenn Frey, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt. The Eagles. History of the Eagles Tour, SAP Center in San Jose, January 29th. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Friday, November 1st at 10 p.m. before the general public on Saturday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com or call 1-800-745-3000. For VIP packages and more, go to EaglesBand.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
And just one more item. When was the last time you visited San Francisco? I mean, not coming for work, but really experienced the many other sights the city by the bay has to offer, huh? Like our diverse neighborhoods with their ethnic cuisine, or the De Young Museum and the Academy of Science Museums. Well, if you want to do that and you're looking for a great place to stay, one that is literally close to everything, do what so many other KGO listeners have done. Enjoy a night or two at the Handlery Union Square Hotel. That is California's oldest family-owned hotel. Now, some of the amenities include a fitness center, sauna, an outdoor heated pool, and a courtyard. In the premier section, they even have windows that open up to fresh air in this city. You can also relax on one of their outside balconies, too, because it's just the perfect hotel. It's a half a block, literally a half a block off of Union Square, steps from the best shopping, the famous cable cars, even a just short walk to Motown. Be a long walk if you went to Motown. That could be Detroit. That'd be more than the weekend. Just a short walk to Chinatown. And KGO listeners do get a great deal at the Handlery. The KGO package includes a deluxe room, 20% off at the Daily Grill, and parking. Ticket to Detroit is extra. Call 800-995-HUSH. Ask for the KGO package. That's 800-995-HUSH. 800-995-HUSH. And now for the traffic in Detroit. Here's Clark Reed.
Oh, my. Now, that would be a shock. Now, all the cars are perforated from all of the salt on the roads.
Exactly.
We're brought to you by Mini this time around, Ron. And Cupertino, an injury accident, northbound 85 south of Stevens Creek. Everything off the shoulder now. Tow truck on the way to the scene there. And there's a crash on the side, an injury crash earlier, San Leandro. Eastbound 580 at West Grand. Tow on the scene, getting ready to reel that one back in out of the bushes. Now have a crash heading out to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. It's eastbound before the lower deck. A couple of cars in the left lane. They're moving them off into the left lane on the lower deck, which is closed off for maintenance until 2. But expect a little slowdown on the Skyway heading that way. And westbound 580 still stubbornly refusing to give up. It's slow in patches from Greenville to Hacienda now. Bay Bridge, the other end, the Oakland end, backed up to about the end of the parking lot. Metering lights are on. No other car offers the style and go-kart handling of a Mini. And now, there's an offer like no other to go with it. 0% for up to 48 months on most 2013 Mini models. Learn more at BayAreaMini.com. I'm Clark Reed, KGOA 10.
Listen to the KGO Morning News every weekday at 7:15 a.m. to win tickets to concerts, festivals, and other events. And qualify to win a 2013 Toyota Prius on KGO 810.
All right, the key thing from the last time when we were talking is that the kids are going to turn out great one way or another. If a mother works, that's not going to affect the child growing up. Is this the entire process or what?
So my dad's a shrink, and we got to meet the chief scientist at NIH who led the biggest study ever of child care and child development.
Right.
1,300 kids, 15 years, millions of data points. And it turns out, if you look at all of that across behavior or cognitive skills, grades, kids turn out equally well whether their moms work or not. So the NICHD, part of NIH, came out and said there is no reason for women to feel guilty about going to work. And in fact, the focus should be on getting dads to school.
I was going to say, let's flip that and talk a little bit about the fathers. For one thing, you're going to have to really want to work together and be able to work together. And very often that's tough. I mean, you can be friends, you can be lovers, but sometimes when it involves raising kids, there can be more problems than anything. How do you get over that hurdle?
You know, dads are really important to the development of kids.
Thank
the research you. Shows that dads are really, really important. Dads being engaged with their kids drives better academic performance and better school behavior. So dads should want to be engaged. They should want to be there with their kids.
Yeah, I think moms and dads sometimes, just as two people, I often say if Joanna and I were raising children together, we would have at least as much conflict as any man and woman. If you have two people who see themselves as equals and they have equal say in raising children, there's going to be challenge. And so what we suggest is having a weekly meeting where you actually get to make decisions about.
When do you get the time off? You got the kids.
Exactly.
At night.
At night, Saturday morning, pot of coffee, ask grandma to come over and play.
Oh, that's just the way I want to do my weekend. No, on a serious note, though, there is a lot of social science research that you quote that kind of backs up what you say, because the tendency is to say, everybody wants to be everything, but you just can't really do it. And you're saying you can. It's not that you have to be the best in everything, but you got to be able to satisfy yourself, your husband, and your family.
That's right. You know what? Perfection is impossible, right? And once you kind of realize that and just be the best parent and the best worker you can be, you can fit things together.
That also applies to the time that you spend. I mentioned going into the break, 50-50. Sometimes it's 70-30, sometimes 60-40. Explain what you mean by that, though.
50-50 is really a mindset that both people can be important, both as breadwinners and as parents. But that's not going to be 50-50 every day. Some years, some days, some whatever you're looking at, they're not going to be split equally every day. It's going to be sometimes it's going to be 60-40, 90-10 even. The best way I think of this is that every family can afford some number of hours of work. So one woman told us our family can have 80 hours of work. Sometimes that was me working 80 and my husband working none. Sometimes that was both of us working 40. You got to figure it out for each family how to make it work.
And do it on a routine or just kind of just accept it and have your Saturday meetings, as you say.
You know, I think for every family, that's also going to be different.
What about employers, though? How do you handle it with employers who sometimes are a little bit skeptical about saying, well, you really want to work through all of this? I know the law says he has to go along with it or she has to go along with it. But how do you handle it on a personal level if you're working with somebody?
Well, we devoted two chapters to this in the book because every woman we know who loves her career has had this challenge, which is facing down a lot of skepticism,
mm-hmm.
even if you're really passionate about what you do. And so what we advised is to actively engage with your boss and everybody you work with and say, hey, I love this job. I'm coming back. And you know what? My husband and I are going to figure it out with the kids. And as enough of us show that that's true, and as enough guys get involved with their kids, they know it's possible.
One of the things you say is that marriages are actually stronger when you've got these two people working together. And you go to the point of even saying your sex life could be better. What got to me is, when do you have time for a sex life if you're raising a little baby?
Maybe not when you're raising a little baby. Wait a little bit longer and then it gets a little bit easier, right? Those baby years are rough, but those years go really quickly. And so you have to look at things over a longer period.
No, but on a serious note, in terms of being able to get along and the like, the two people constantly with each other or working with each other, it's different if you have time alone. But if you're both working 50-50 and keeping your jobs and raising the kids, where do you find this extra time? That's the key thing I'm asking.
Well, it takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of planning. And I think that is something we saw in the hundreds of men and women we interviewed, was in one way or another, they said, you know, our relationship is important. And as much as we absolutely have to address the demands of a job and want to give everything we need to our kids, we have to reserve enough time for us, because that, in the end, is what glues it all together.
Getting to 50-50, 808-0810, Ron Owens, KGO.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in one easy-to-find digital place. To try Neat for free, call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
Okay, so let's say you need a good Plumelec Treatza dock toy or canic, or the nearest Hodelica Theater Anarian, or you need to fix your refrigiputer, or you're simply in the mood for some Chinex Italianese takeout. With YP, it's all in one place. YP is 18 million businesses on one app. It connects you to plumbers, restaurants, dog groomers, and more, from San Diego to Kansas City to New Orlando. It's simply easy. Download the app and visit YP.com today. YP, the new way to do.
Hi, my name is Gary Stein. I own Castor Shoes in San Francisco, family owned since 1939. About 12 years ago, I had Armstrong put a new foam roof on my home. I chose Armstrong because they, too, have been in business for a long time and have a great reputation for quality. They did fantastic work then, and I'm here to say I haven't had a single roofing problem since. So if you want a quality shoe, come down to Castor's on Kearney Street. But for true quality in roofing, there's really only one choice in the Bay Area. That's Armstrong. There's a reason they've installed more foam roofs than any company in America. They do it right.
The Armstrong foam roofing system is the best choice for your flat or low-sloped roof. This truly amazing roofing option not only keeps the water out, but is one of the longest-lasting roofs available. If you want it done once, if you want it done right, it's Armstrong. Call right now and start saving up to 40% on your heating and cooling costs. Call Armstrong today from any area code.
Phone 37s and 1234.
License 245291.
And just one more item. You've been hearing me tell the story about Bill and Kathleen. They were the owners of, and are the owners of, American Vision Windows. And what they did is they wanted to get some new windows in their own home. And when they tried to do it, it was just a horrible experience. So they said, let's start our own company. That's what most people do. Get a bad experience, you start your own company. Usually it fails. Not them, though. After 13 years, American Vision Windows is now the number one windows replacement company in California. Over 400,000 window installations. Think about that. Why? All right, they're honest people. Great products. And they got warranties they actually back up. And now they're offering a free upgrade to the sound package. That's a $2,000 average value and free expert installation. Now, the sound package dramatically reduces outside noise, you know, things like your neighbor's dog barking or traffic, and it makes the inside of your house peaceful and quiet. So call American Vision Windows today, 888-475-6464. Beautiful replacement windows that not only look better, but will keep your home quiet and energy efficient. So you can also save money on your home electric bill, too. Think about that. Number to call, 888-475-6464, 888-475-6464. Tell them Ron Owen sent you, and here's the best part. CLSB number 778-326.
More than just headlines. The Ron Owen Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. on KGO 810.
Ron Owens, KGO Radio. Strange morning. I'm so still angry about that first hour. We'll get back to it. Getting to 50-50. It's Sharon Mears and Joanna Strober, and we're talking about the idea that you really can, in a sense, have it all. What about, I guess I'm focusing too much on fathers, but it's important to note, it's not like an anti-father book. You're not saying we're not doing enough or anything like that.
No. We think fathers are really important. We think that fathers can be the key to all this. You know, we speak every year at Stanford Business School, mm-hmm. and the first few years we went, mostly women were there. Now the class is at least 50-50. And the men come and they go, you know, we actually want a different deal than our dads did. We want to be more engaged. We don't want to be the 1950s guys. So I think it's really important to bring men into the conversation.
You talk to all of these different couples. I got to find there are some that had problems with it. And if there were problems, what were they? What are the biggest problems that, in terms of being able to live that 50-50 life? Biggest hurdle to overcome?
Well, I'll even take take an example actually from my own life. My husband one day was dropping our daughter off at preschool, and it was 9 a.m. He was in a Starbucks with a chocolate-covered child, and he looked up, and an important guy he knew from work was there, and he just came home and said, "Ugh, I just feel." Embarrassed to be there, not at my desk at that time of day. And so like that social discomfort, both with guys standing in traditional roles or even going to the park, is definitely
But
there.
It passes.
But it passes because it's worth it.
Let's grab a call. Lee is calling from Seattle, Washington. Hey, Lee, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to know, it's been 40 years since we've experienced women's lib. Do you agree that men missed out 40 years ago on their liberation? 40 years ago, women got access to the workplace, but 40 years ago, men didn't get access to the family. They didn't go through liberation. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to bring men into the conversation. We think it's just as important to have the men involved as the women involved. This is about everyone.
You got to get past egos, although I think those days, maybe again it's too personal, those days tend to be gone. Or are there still guys who say, no, I just don't want you working because of my ego? They wouldn't put it in those words, but that's what's behind it.
I think that some men think that what's most important is their careers, and they're concerned that if their wives also work, that their careers are going to suffer. And the research shows that's not the case, but I think there's some worry about that.
Now, when you say having it all, you're not going to have it all. You get close to it. Well, how do you prioritize? Would you say then the most important thing is the marriage? The most important thing is raising the child? The most important thing is getting a nest egg? How do you prioritize your goals?
Wow, that's a good question. I think that the key to prioritizing is to figure out what's really important to each of you and make sure that you focus on that. When things seem out of whack and your life is feeling a little bit out of whack, you try to regroup and reprioritize.
Part of the problem also, I would think, is it's easier, I guess, for a guy to say, I'm going to be part of this. But the higher up you go in a big company, you get to the CEO's office or something like that, it's much more difficult to go and jump in.
Well, actually, I'll tell you a great story.
Sure.
I just ran into a friend who was a lawyer, and her husband is in the C-suite at a big Silicon Valley company. And he was boasting about how she'd quit being a lawyer and she just didn't like it. And she became a teacher. And she is now teaching in a public school, which is not an easy job at all. And he is thrilled because he actually gets to spend time with his kids that he never did before. It's very cool. So we find men are often surprised how even in big jobs, they can figure it out.
You were going to add to that.
I think that the whole world would be better off if all the men CEOs had working wives, because then they would understand much better what it's like to have a working spouse, and maybe everyone would go home a little bit earlier.
It seems, though, that the issue itself, that even though you wrote this, 4 or 5 years ago, the issue itself has gotten even bigger, this balancing of work and life, work and family, all of this is tough. It's like a three-way balance. I want to talk about that when we come back, if that's okay. I'm asking to stay in another segment. 808-0810 is the number if you'd like to call. I'm Ron Owens, KGO. Now it's time for some news, and for that, let's go to the KGO newsroom, and here's John Bristow. Actually, here's not John Bristow. I think I went 30 seconds early, did I? Okay, John, take your time. Just relax. He's walking towards the mic right now. He's holding everything. He's got the papers in hand and 8 seconds left. I think John is going to be here. Either that
right
or
here. Right
See,
here.
I knew you would
yes.
be. Boy, you cut
early.
It close. We
right
are talking, what, 3 seconds?
There it is, right there, 10:30.
Damn, you're good.
Yes. And this is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The family of a Santa Rosa teen shot to death by a sheriff's deputy is preparing for his funeral. Meantime, demonstrators are planning 2 marches in his memory today. In downtown Santa Rosa, drivers might find that they've been rerouted, and some city and county offices may close while a crowd marches from 2 locations to the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. It was a sheriff's deputy who shot and killed 13-year-old Andy Lopez a week ago today as he walked through a field near his home carrying an airsoft rifle that looked like an AK-47. The head of Medicare says the Obama administration expects initial enrollment numbers for health care coverage through the federal exchange to be small. Marilyn Tavener says has been the administration's official closest
to the glitch-ridden launch of healthcare.gov. Testifying before the House Ways and Means Committee today, she apologized for the rough launch. Meantime, questions continue to arise around several key factors the president said would hold once Obamacare became law. Millions of Americans who were told that if they liked their health plan, they could keep it. Well, they're receiving discontinuation letters in the mail saying their plan doesn't fit the new law. Also, once they checked on new plans, the costs are significantly higher. France's President François Hollande is criticizing U.S. spying on its allies. Hollande says the National Security Agency should not be monitoring the communications of leaders, businesses, and innocent citizens in allied countries. Democrats controlling the Senate, who say they want to avoid future showdowns over the so-called debt ceiling, are proposing to give the president authority to authorize additional federal borrowing unless Congress can muster veto-proof margins to block him. The move is a non-starter with the GOP-controlled House. And a watchdog group says the U.S. government expects to lose $9.7 billion on its bailout of General Motors. The government says it bailed out GM and Chrysler 5 years ago to save 1 million jobs and prevent a deeper recession. What's happening on Wall Street? Let's check in with the Wall Street Journal.
Stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 94 points at 15,663. The NASDAQ is up by 6, S&P 500 up 7.5 points. A problem with the NASDAQ was fixed after some trading was briefly halted. An hour-long disruption had the reported value of the index frozen for most of that time. It's been fixed now, but so far there's no word on the cause. It's the fourth disruption of its kind since August. I'm Marcy Norton at the Wall Street Journal for KGO 810.
Up next, traffic first on the fives.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-348-8554. That's 1-800-348-8554. 1-800-348-8554.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no.
I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention. Are you spending over $100 a month for your prescription medications? Are your prescription medication costs too high? Can't afford to refill your medications? Well, we've got great news. You are now eligible to get your medications through GetYourMedicationFree.com at little to no cost to you. Call 1-866-577-4681 or go to GetYourMedicationFree.com right now. One of our members, William, reduced his prescription fees from over $9,000 a year to just $180 a year, and Linda was paying over $750 a month, but now she gets her medications free. Even if you have no insurance, you can get your medications free or at very little cost. And if you do have insurance, you can maximize your current health plan benefits. And if you call right now, we'll include our wellness panel, a $500 value, free. Call 1-866-577-4681 or go to GetYourMedicationFree.com right now. That's 1-866-577-4681. That's GetYourMedicationFree.com.
10:35 on KGO, and Clark Reed has a traffic first on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. And we're brought to you by your local Roto-Rooter. Have a crash just getting a tow truck to the scene now. Northbound 85 south of Stevens Creek in Cupertino. Everything's on the side now. Had a fender bender heading for the lower deck of the Bay Bridge right before the San Francisco Anchorage. They've got those two cars off to the closed-off left lane now. It's closed for maintenance until 2, as they often do in the middays. And it's just sluggish on the Skyway, approaching from about 7th so far. Westbound 580 still slow in patches, though, from Greenville Road to Highway 84, and they're clearing a stall in the middle of all that, westbound at North 1st. It's been in the middle lane. They're getting that over the shoulder. Bay Bridge, the other end, the Oakland end, is just slow from about the end of the lot now. Metering lights are on. Colder weather and holiday visitors can lead to unexpected plumbing problems. And if this happens, connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter at rotorooter.com. Emergency service available 24/7, 365 days a year, and away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com. I'm Clark Reed, KGOA 10.
And the Bay Area forecast from ABC 7's Mike Nico, calling for increasing afternoon sunshine, highest in the 50s and mid-60s. Tonight, down into the 30s in some of the valleys, upper 40s elsewhere. And then mostly sunny tomorrow, a little bit warmer to the upper 60s, and further warming on Halloween Thursday into the lower 70s for the inland valleys. Right now in Gilroy, 54 degrees, Antioch 63, San Mateo 58 degrees, Oakland 57, San Jose 56, 58 in San Francisco. And on your radio, it's 810. I'm John Bristow.
KGO 810, live from the Conklin Brothers studio. Conklin Brothers Floor Covering in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo.
Ron Owens, KGO, getting to 50-50, how working parents can have it all. In the studio, Sharon Mears, Joanna Strober. And Sharon, you wanted to add something in terms of ego, and if you're splitting it up and you're trying to be 50-50 and work and have kids and just do it all at the same time, what about ego?
Well, my husband loves to say so many guys don't know this is really good for them, like that a wife's career can be a huge help. We interviewed lots of men who, thanks to their wives' careers, were able to start companies that became really big, or even just change careers or take risks that they couldn't have if their wife couldn't pay the mortgage. So
that
it's
sounds just
deal.
Like common sense to me.
It does, but it's that counterintuitive to some people. Economists even bothered to do the math, and actually they find that men who do more at home earn at least as much as men who don't.
Really?
Yep.
That doesn't make sense. Like, the first part made sense. The second one does. How do you earn more? Explain that.
Not more. As much.
As much. Okay. Yes. We'll keep it at as much. What about the work environment? You also write that it helps to change the work environment when you've got women that are working and they have kids and all of that. The entire workplace gets a feel.
When I started working as a lawyer, I was 25 and I went to my first law firm. And every night after the deal was done, the men would go out to a strip club. And
what firm was that? Let me write
I'm
that.
Not going to tell you what firm that was, and it was a long time ago. But I learned that my place was to go back to the hotel room while the other men went out. And that was a good education that really maybe I didn't belong so well.
You never heard of Chippendales?
So they weren't going there.
Oh, are they closed too?
So the more women that are in the workplace, we are making changes and we are making better. And when there are other women there when you join, it's a lot more comfortable to stay.
One of the keys is I'd asked about guilt before, and that women have the guilt. And there's also this idea that you're saying it's actually good for the psychological health of a mother to be able to do both, to not have to focus just on one, to be able to be together, that it's actually a positive.
The research actually shows that women in general have much better emotional health when they have multiple roles of both work and family and not just one.
What about time schedules? How do you work those out? I mean, it's nice to think everybody's working 9 to 5, but everybody doesn't work 9 to 5. How do
you
deal with that?
Now you text. You can just text your spouse all day long. Do this, do this, do this, or who's doing this? Who's
without a
help
please?
Me?
What is the main thing you want people to get out of the book?
We want people to realize.
Didn't realize that was a tough question.
No, no, no. You know what? That you can overcome your work-life obstacles. And
work-life obstacles.
You can live happier, very happy and successful lives when both of you are working, and your children will turn out great.
And I just add to that, it's all about a conversation between men and women and jumping into subjects that used to be taboo and saying, you know what, if we mix it up a little and women do more traditionally guy things and guys do things that women used to do alone, things are much better for everyone.
And I think a key is you're not trying to convince people to go this way. This book is for people who are inclined to think that way and maybe hesitant. If your whole goal is to be a stay-at-home mom, then be a stay-at-home mom. It's not like you're in any way saying don't be.
That's absolutely the case. We want to give strategies to people who do want to combine work and family. We want to give them very concrete strategies to do this. And we if you don't want to work, that's wonderful. But if you do, here's how you do it.
What about, one last question, what about the disparity when it comes to salaries? I mean, a woman makes, what, 78 cents for every dollar a guy makes?
We've got to work on that. We really do. We got to work on
work on it in what way?
Well,
I would guess the more women that are working in the workplace, the less that gap would become.
There's a huge study that says the more women at senior levels of a company, the lower the income gap between men and women, that women at the top create more fairness.
Excellent. The book is Getting to 50-50. It's now out in softback. You guys are going to be at Kepler's in Menlo Park tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
Well, you
Please come.
And you've got the time to do it. Hey, nice to meet you both. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. This was great.
And when we come back, we're going to go to Santa Rosa, or at least talk about it. Stay with us. Ron Owens, KGO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number, or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
When you were growing up and your parents were taking care of you, did it ever occur to you that someday you might be taking care of them? Probably not. But it happens to thousands of baby boomers every single day. A sudden hospitalization, a prolonged illness, or an injury, and your whole life is turned upside down. But it's what you do next that is the most important step you can take. That is to ask for help. Professional Healthcare at Home offers in-home nursing and rehab, as well as personal home care assistance and transportation. Things like meal preparation, light housekeeping, and companionship. Professional Healthcare at Home is there for the patient and there for the person taking care of the patient, and that would be you. For a free assessment, go to GetHomeCareNow.com. That's GetHomeCareNow.com, or call 888-838-7303. That's 888-838-7303.
Halloween is nearly here, and that means it's time to get the dust and pollen, the ghosts and goblins, out of your carpets with an amazing deal that will help the community at the same time. For a limited time, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $99. Plus, since Zero Res supports local food banks for the holidays, you can get a 10-foot hallway clean for free if you donate a can of food. Call 877-321-0739, but hurry, because this deal won't last. Plus, you'll have peace of mind knowing that a carpet or upholstery cleaning by Zero Res is completely safe because the technicians don't use soap or harsh chemicals like other operations. That's why it's called Zero Res, short for zero residue. Call by this Friday to take advantage of this $99 special. Plus, when you donate a can of food for food banks around the Bay Area, Zero Res will clean a hallway up to 10 feet long for free. 877-321-0739. Commercial quotes are free. Once again, 877-321-0739, or easily book it online at ZeroBayArea.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
And with a sample of traffic situations, here he is, Clark Reed.
Thank you a lot, Ron. We're brought to you by the UPS Store. Heading over to the East Bay, Oakland, a stall southbound on the Nimitz at High Street, a pickup truck. It's at the center divide, but sticking out into the left lane, so people swerving to avoid that. And in San Leandro on eastbound 580 at 150th, there's a ladder in the number 3 lane, so watch out for that. Westbound 580, finally unwinding, but still slow. Greenville to North First, where there was a stall in the middle lane. That's gone now. Bay Bridge, slow back to the end of the lot. Metering lights are on. And the left lane on the lower deck closed off for maintenance until 2. There was an earlier accident. It is sluggish on the Skyway from about 7th, but not jammed. UPS Store takes care of all your business and personal needs in one convenient stop. The UPS stores offer notary, fax, document shredding services, along with their world-class shipping and mailbox services. For an independently owned and operated location near you, visit theupsstore.com. I'm Clark Reed, KGOA 10.
When it happens in the Bay Area.
The Santa Clara City Council holding a study session this week on future development near the new 49er Stadium.
Depend on KGOA 10.
Ron Owens, KGO Radio. I want to talk about something that really hasn't been talked about. I don't think they've been under criticism, and I think they should be. In this case, this being the school officials in Santa Rosa. And why am I saying that? Well, by now you've heard there's this march that's being held today by supporters of the Lopez family. Obviously, Andy Lopez was the teen who got killed by the sheriff's deputy, Sonoma County sheriff's deputy. And so they're having this this march. It's like a rally. And the whole idea is to just get people together and figure out a way to grieve together. The whole case itself has gotten international attention, so the organizers say people from everywhere are going to be there. So why am I upset with the schools? The school officials in Santa Rosa are now urging the students to stay in class during the protest march. In other words, not to participate, but to stay in class. What gets me about that is we are dealing with 13-year-olds. And this morning we were talking a little bit. When's the first person you were close to that you can remember died? Usually it's you're in your 20s, maybe late teens, something like that. These are 13-year-olds who've had a fellow class member killed. Just dead. So if that's the way that they would like to grieve, why would the schools be urging them not to participate in the march, but instead to be in school? I really don't get that. You've got to believe that at the age of 13, they're going to have a lot of problems trying to put it in perspective. Really a lot. Why would what are you going to teach them during that time that's going to be more important than figuring out a way to handle the death of a friend? I know this is something that nobody else has talked about. It kind of bothered me. I'll tell you what else bothered me, and I don't know where the word came from, but if you were listening to KGO Radio News this morning, we were talking about it, or they were discussing it, and somebody said the march was in honor of the Lopez family, or in honor of Andy Lopez. And I don't think it's a matter of honor. I think it's just a matter of support. To me, that's the key word, support. And I think support should come for anybody who feels it and can help a 13-year-old try and live with a situation like this. I would hate to think that you're a 13-year-old who would want to be out on that march, but the parents said, no, the school officials said you got to come in and you got to go do your regular work. I think that's a bad decision. I really do. Interestingly enough, from what I read, the county offices and the Santa Rosa City Hall are both going to be closed over the lunch hour during this march. So it's not like anything would be that important. I think it's a bad judgment. Maybe that's the best way to put it. Let the kids grieve. I don't know how you grieve at the age of 13. It's hard enough to do it as an adult. At the age of 13, it's going to be next to impossible. I don't know why the school did that. Maybe you think they're right. I don't know. 808-0810, you tell me. Why don't we start off with Mike in Daly City? Hey, Mike, what's your thought?
Yeah, hi. I support the school on this simply because the school is urging the kids not to leave. The kids can take this as a free day to get out, even if they didn't know the victim. And the kids who were friends, they will leave school. So it's not like you can't go. It's like, don't go.
Well, you're basically told not to go. I mean, yes, they're suggesting it, but they're urging it. They say stay in class. And you know their mind is going to be on that march. I mean, how can it not be? I guess.
Right.
I guess there's no answer beyond that. 808-0810 is the number, 808-0810. No, the latest development, we've heard about that, the actual shooter, we've learned about him, we've learned about his background. Apparently, among other things, he was a firearms instructor, and he's trained law enforcement colleagues in the proper use of force for about 2 decades. Never been involved in something like this before. He was a range master for the county for 19 years. He teaches pistol, carbine, shotgun, and rifle lessons. I mean, the man is obviously knows what he's doing when it's around weapons. He's a veteran of the sheriff's office for 24 years. I don't know. It's just such a tragedy, and we've said that. We've talked a lot about Santa Rosa, and that's the only word to use, tragedy. It is such a tragedy, but it's got to be much more so for the young kids who are going through it. I mean, today's the Sandy Hook anniversary. Think about that, what those kids have gone through. It's far, I've got to believe, far worse for a young person because, yeah, you can turn around and say, well, yeah, but they don't really understand the depth of it, and that's probably true, but to tell them to stay in school, make them feel guilty about going to the march? No, I don't agree with that. Karen, calling from Santa Rosa, good morning.
Good morning. I think calling from Santa Rosa, I would like to suggest that you're somewhat uninformed about the reasons the children are being asked to stay in school.
Sure, well, then inform me.
Well, part of the reason is that a lot of outsiders are being bused in for this march. It isn't necessarily in support of the death of this young child. It's more that it's a rally being organized so that there's more awareness of police handling in cases like this. And so a lot of people from out of town are coming in.
I mentioned that. Well, why is that wrong? Do me a favor. Stay on the line because I'm up against the spots, but I'd like to hear what you have to say, okay?
Sure.
Stay with me, Karen.
Home values have made their biggest jump since 2006. If you didn't have enough equity to refi before, you may now be able to take advantage of today's low rates. Hi, I'm Scott Brown, president of Crestline Funding, and we're celebrating the news by refinancing you for no cost. No points, no fees, with a 3.125% fixed rate and APR. That's right, no points, no fees, with a 3.125% fixed rate and APR. At Crestline Funding, we're a direct lender, so we can do a no-cost refi and give you a rock-bottom rate at the same time. If you're in the market to buy, we have fantastic no-cost, low-rate purchase loans as well. I know times have been rough for homeowners, so here's your reward for sticking it out. A no-cost, fixed-rate loan at just 3.125%. 800-329-6800. 800-329-6800. 800-329-6800. Crestline Funding, your friend in the mortgage business.
Based on $417,000 loan amount, owner-occupied, 75% LTV with impounds, 10-year term. Not all applicants will qualify. DRE number 01190897, NMLS 1970.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
They'll tell me, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
How do you follow that? All right. Sleep Train, challenging top manufacturers to offer even lower prices. When brands compete, you save. But hurry, the mattress price wars are ending soon. Don't miss your chance to save up to $400 on Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. You're even going to get 3 years of interest-free financing with no money down, and that's on any Serta iComfort or Tempur-Pedic mattress set. That is no interest for 3 years on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Now, catch this. You can take home two free Tempur-Pedic pillows when you buy any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. That is a value of $300. It's yours absolutely free. And as always at Sleep Train, you get free same-day delivery, which includes free setup and free removal of your old mattress. All you got to do is buy it by 2 p.m. The mattress price wars, they're ending soon, so check them out. The store nearest you, just call 800-378-BEDS. They will tell you. Superior service, best selection, and the lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train. There it is, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
When news happens.
Blood banks in the Bay Area and around the nation are downsizing as the demand for blood continues to decline.
KGO 810.
Ron Owens, KGO Radio, going to go back. Oh, Karen did not hold on. Karen did not hold on. I was going to continue asking. She was from San Rafael. My point is very simple. The schools are urging students to skip the Andy Lopez March in Santa Rosa that's going on right now. And I just don't understand that part of it. I mean, if you stop and you think about it, make it an excused absence. If you're a kid and you want to go in the march, you're going through a period in life where you're going to look back and say, I don't know how I got through it. When a 13-year-old sees another 13-year-old in his class suddenly gone like that, their minds are going to be screwed up. There's no question. Who wouldn't be? So what the school ought to do, instead of saying, oh, no, you should come to school, Give them an excused absence. I mean, tell me a better way to teach really true civics. Think about it. You march, you protest, turn your anger into something positive. I guarantee it's more than whatever they're going to learn in school is today. Anyway, Kelly is in Santa Rosa. Good morning. Hello, Kelly.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to say that this seems to be less about what happened and more about Occupy Oakland is busing people in. They've been having events all week and marches and things and places that kids can express their sorrow. But today seems to be more elevated. And this is the first time the schools, at least from my children, we've been getting emails and things specifically about today, just concerned for the kids' safety.
Mm-hmm. And safety in what sense? Ways. They're worried about the kids' safety in a march?
Yes.
I mean, we're not talking, all right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Keep going. If you look at the Occupy Oakland website,
right,
it says things that are very anti-police, and it's much more about, in you know, what it appears to be, you know, let's make some noise.
Well, between you and Karen, Kelly, you are opening my eyes in the sense that I don't think the story's been reported as well as it should have been. However, I still don't understand the school urging the student, because it's a sense of guilt then if the student wants to go on the march and can't go because the school really insists they be in class.
I haven't heard anything from the school saying they can't leave. They're saying that if you are going to leave, they just want the parents okay.
All right. Well,
because they're saying it's not a school event and they don't want parents to think that they're protecting their kids at these marches, that it's not a school event.
Like I say, between you and Karen, that's the beauty of a talk show. You get things right. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that. All right, then let's talk to Carl, one more person on the subject. Go ahead, Carl. Carl is calling from San Jose.
Hey, Ron. You know what? I would be outraged as a parent if my kid was allowed to go there by the school district because of the liability. What if my kid's injured because the police cracked down on some violence that might happen with the crowd, and then one of my kids get hit in the head with a smoke grenade or something, all because they're upset because of this situation? If we want to focus our anger, let's focus it on the people that make these replica weapons. Let's get those off the street. This is outrageous.
I totally agree with you, and I've switched sides on it. How about that? I think you're absolutely right, and I've said that consistently. It's the weapons themselves, or these toy guns themselves, that can easily be changed and should be changed and should be outlawed. Just a little orange point that falls. And look what happened. Ron Owens, KGO Radio, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. Do stay with us. First, though, news from ABC at 11 o'clock. And then, of course, local news from KGO. This is KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. And now it is 11 o'clock.